Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey team, I am back today with another listener question, and you seem to have been loving these little bonus episodes. I've had lots of messages about them, so if this is something that you want me to keep going, make sure you let me know. If you've got a listener question that you want to submit, feel free to send it to me on email. I'll put my email in the show notes, or you can just hit me up on Instagram at KiwiBirthTales. But today's listener question is, hey Jordan, my baby is 7 months old and wakes at least 6 times a night. I want to sleep train, but my hubby doesn't. He doesn't do any of the night wakes because he works, so how can I help my baby to sleep better? Thanks so much. Okay, I've got a lot of thoughts around around this question, but firstly, I just want to say, like, your feelings around your baby's sleep are totally valid, and that lack of sleep can be a serious sort of detriment to mental health and all sorts of different areas of our lives. Everybody reacts to the sort of lack of sleep or impacted sleep differently. So I just want to make sure that you feel totally validated and like you're not outside of the norm. I've been there both times with both of my babies. So yeah, I just totally get where you're coming from. Second thing is, you also work. I think you mentioned in your messages that you're a stay-at-home mum. That is absolutely also a job all day and night. So my view is that our partners should be helping us with the night wakes if it works in your relationship. And obviously there needs to be an open line of communication there. But how can he support you through the night so that you're getting more sleep as well? If sleep training is not something that he wants to do, then and you do, I think if that's a point of resistance in your relationship, then there should be some communication around how can he support you both in the night so that you're also getting more sleep. And then I'm probably going to awaken some internet hate here with the whole sleep training conversation, but I just feel like, and I've always been an advocate for doing whatever works best for you and your family, and there are so many different methods of sleep training or sleep support that you could look for. You don't have to do cry it out or whatever that sort of looks like. If you want to do that and it works for you, then again, I feel like doing what works for you is the important thing. But I thought I'd give you some tips and things that I've learned that you could potentially try that might just support your baby's sleep, and then potentially looking for more professional advice could be helpful too. Some of the key things that I've implemented for my boys right from when they were newborns is looking at their sleep environment, so making sure it's dark, they're at the right temperature, and they've got some white noise playing. I've always found white noise really helpful for my boys. And then the other thing we focus on is awake windows. So age-appropriate awake windows just basically means how long should they be awake before they get put back to sleep? How long should that nap ideally be for before they're back awake and the next awake window starts again? So that could be something that you have a look at as well. I don't know if you're already doing all of this stuff. And then yeah, I worked with Lucy from the Sleep Scout, and she helped me to do some sleep training with Ali when he was about 10 months old, which honestly was like at least 4 months too late. My mental health was seriously suffering by that point. I should have done it way earlier, and I don't know why I waited or put it off. We were getting up, yeah, like 10 times a night, and I was just like totally losing my mind. So I feel you. I really do have so much empathy for the position that you're in. Lucy from the Sleep Scout helped me to work out a program that was going to be right for us, and within 2 nights I had Ali like waking up maybe once or sleeping through the night. It was insane the change that that he made. And Lucy said, like, you know, usually within 1 to 2 weeks, if you're consistent with the changes that you're making, you see a dramatic change in their sleep. And that was absolutely very true for us. And now he's a dream. He, like, you know, he goes to bed on his own, basically. I give him his milk. We have some cuddles. I put him in his bed, and I either sometimes lie there on the spare bed in his room, just watching him fall asleep because he's so beautiful, or I just leave him in there and he goes to sleep on his own without crying or anything. He just knows it's bedtime. If he wakes in the night, unless he really needs me, he'll just self-settle. So yeah, she literally changed our lives. But the main point of me answering this question or bringing this to the podcast was just to say the feelings around sleep and lack of sleep is so valid. There are so many resources out there that you can find, whether it be co-sleeping or gentle sleep support or proper, you know, like full-on sort of sleep training. There are so many things out there that you can find. Another really amazing resource is Heather at, I think it's Cradled NZ is her handle, and she is a an amazing doctor, and she's also trained in the areas of sleep and pediatrics, I believe, or something to do with babies. But she's amazing and she's very gentle, and she doesn't implement any sort of formal sleep training regimes or anything like that, but she gives a lot of information out about biological sleep and baby sleep and everything like that. So there's so many ends of the spectrum that you could find resources with baby sleep. Those are two of my favorites. Very different, like very, very different views and things that they teach, but again, both amazing. So hopefully those resources are useful. I will pop them into the show notes if you want to find them. But yeah, I think my tips would be try to have the good sleep environment and have the open communication with your hubby that, you know, if it's just you getting up in the night, then you need to do something that makes things easier for you because it's impacting you in so many ways, or he needs to be willing and able to get up in the night and help you have some more sleep and help your baby get back to sleep. So those are my views. Not a professional, absolutely not a relationship expert, but if you asked my husband, I'm married now, if you asked my husband, he would totally tell you I'm the best wife in the world. Anyway, I will be back with another birth story episode next week. I've got one lined up for Tuesday. I know you're going to love it. Hopefully this episode was useful. If you've got another listener question, make sure you hit me with it. Otherwise, I will speak to you soon. Have a beautiful weekend.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.